Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'd like to start the show today with a song. Knew you. It's being offered as a connection to real guidance and a real education from real guides. If a person tests it for themselves in new you sessions before you go to sleep in the evening, maybe for 15 minutes, and when you wake up in the morning, maybe for 15 minutes, and see what life shows you. Today, I'd like to talk some about words. Like, they, when we speak them, they're sound, and they have meaning. So that's about the only way we can share some guidance and education this way on the Blog Talk Radio, since it isn't like televised. So maybe we could discuss some words, like awareness and perceiving. Maybe some others, like the word heart, and emotion, and memory, and mind, and intuition, and purity, and humility, and sincerity, and so that we get an idea of what we're talking about in this new presentation that's being presented to the world through wonderful worldwideeducators.com and in many places on the computers, on Facebook and Skype and many other places too, if a person's interested to find out for themselves what life's all about. And so maybe we'll start with the word heart, because lots of people use this word as something of importance to them, as a sign or a word that represents love. And then when we really look at this word heart and this connection to this word love, what pretty much it looks like the masses are thinking that it means an emotional connection between different beings in relationships. And then we look at the opposite. What we see is the word love or heart, and we see evil or whatever else the opposite of love is to a person. Hate. So we try to connect this word heart with the physical body. And then the word heart representing love in this physical realm is connected to the emotional body, which has a place called the astral world or realm that it exists in. And then we have other words like memory, and that's connected with a place called the causal realm, where all these things that we call the past, the experiences that we've had and observed and are a lot of them kept in this place called the causal realm or world. And then we connect this to a word called mind, which is connected to a place called the mental realm or world. And the word mind, like our brain, we kind of see it like it's what we are. But actually, it's just one of the vehicles that the real self, your real being, uses in this experience, in these psychic realms of time and space and cause and effect. And then we have another word called intuition, and that's connected to a place called etheric, which is like the subconscious part of the body of the real being, using it as a vehicle in this psychic realm stuff that we're experiencing. And then there's a word called a shell, like a deep dark border that separates these psych realms, the physical and the astral and the causal and the mental and the etheric, from the real universes that exist, where there is no authorities and no brutalitarians. So what this effort is trying to share is that this is a warning to pay attention to this new presentation being offered to mankind at this time, so that a fellow being doesn't have to keep coming back into this place that's being used by aliens, whether reptilians or some of the ones that seem to be in control of what takes place on Earth, using us for their purposes and convincing us that it's for our own good, things that they cause us to experience. And so that if a person wants to explore beyond these psych realms and find out what life's all about and not have to come back into a human farming prison planet with all this stuff that we experience here, the wars and the diseases and the starvation and all the things that were affected by, like the poisoning of the air on this planet and the poisoning of the water on this planet and the poisoning of the food on this planet, and how it's causing things to take place, which we wouldn't want to experience. It's getting worse. Like, if you keep coming back from all this poisoning that's taking place and affecting the human bodies, and I guess the mental body and the causal stuff too, that it's going to be worse to come back and probably have deformed bodies and live in a even more poisoned and polluted planet. So, some words, what would it be that would attract our attention to see if we wanted to change from what we've continued to be over and over and over and over again in what we call life in these psych realms? Keep coming back and pretty much doing the same kind of experiences over and over and over, and not knowing, without some real guidance and a real education, that there's more to life than we know about, and a lot better than we've ever known, that we can't even imagine. So we have to find out for ourselves. So that's why it's so important to test this song that's being offered, the new you song to start with. And then there's books that are being offered too by Dwayne, the great writer, Dwayne Hepner, that are part of becoming aware of what's going on, what's really taking place, that's been so hidden to our awareness. So this is just, all this is an effort to share something real and wonderful for those that are ready to try something new and see what we don't know about life, the whole of life. We only know this psych stuff, pretty much these experiences that we're going through here in the psych realms. I guess we're getting our lessons to see what's not real compared to what is real in the foreverness that we're going to be experiencing. There's some words that I'll try to share that may be helpful to know how to begin a change in a person's life. So I'll start with the word alcohol. And this stuff is used on Earth pretty massively, all over the planet in one form or another. And what it's actually doing is connecting to beings in a lower place and in the astral realm. Like, we've heard of demons and all kinds of strange things like Draculas and werewolves and entities that are very strange and disturbing if they're in a person's experiences, having to deal with them and alcoholism. And so a person would need to stop being involved with any alcohol for their own good. It makes sense that if it continued to be drinking alcohol, you're going to continue to be dealing with these other entities and how they affect your life because of the cause of drinking alcohol, then you have to have effects from it. Another word would be drugs, and it's real similar to alcohol in connecting to these entities in the lower astral plane or world, that by using the drugs, you're inviting them, giving them a way to be in your life and causing things to happen. So it's kind of like the way I'm seeing it is that our human brain is like a computer. So it's just one of the vehicles that the real self is using here in this experience in the psych realms. But it isn't really aware of the real self until it gets a real education and some real guidance. So then we get into these words of universal guides. And these beings are here trying to help us become more aware. They're not forcing anyone to be more aware. But if the opportunity is being offered, then it's for each person to find out for themselves by testing to see what the truth is to themselves and finding out about all these things that are taking place that we're unaware of in life. Because it's pretty much only offered at certain times in this experiences that we have in the psych realms. So it's time to get out of these psych realms. This is the time for those that are ready to earn our way out of these psych realms. And the beginning of earning our way out of the psych realms is to test the new you song sessions and see what life shows you. Val, is there something you'd like to mention or talk about today?
Well, along the lines of words, we've had words that have a certain vibration that can help uplift people in the past. And basically, you know, words are just, they're symbols or they're a sound that relate to an idea, a feeling, you know, an attitude, whatever. But they're sounds, and they're in the form of a word, or certain sounds in the word that make up the word. So in the past, we've had words like abracadabra, and hue, and other words. The Indians, the East Indians, have a lot of chanting and sound words that uplift or correspond to certain levels of existence. But what's happened these days is these words have been infected and they no longer have the value or the power that they did in the past. So this is usually purposely done. Sometimes, you know, just by unawareness, but a lot of times purposely done for marketing purposes and control purposes. So now the new sound, the sound that is the uplifting sound or the connection to this, to reality, is the new you. And that's what will get a person past their personal self into these little universes. So it is kind of interesting, because also with the word idea, that Dwayne, a great writer who's the founder of the new presentation, he's, if you've read any of his books, his words look a little odd, to say the least, and some people are put off by the way he spells certain words, like universal. He spells it U-N-U-V-E-R-S-A-L, universal. Of course, that corresponds to the N-U, new. And he does this with other things, too. And this is done for a reason, because as he comes in and his awareness comes in here for guidance, he's pointing, or he's relating everything he writes, and his words relate to this reality that we're pointing people to. Whereas the old words don't relate or don't point to anything but the lower levels of life and the old gods, old ideas, etc. So even the word love, which it's been really it's been infected or it's just gone out of, you know, into the emotional arena. Maybe in the beginning, people's intent was more, you know, the purity or sincerity, but now it's just like used all over in commercials and in the media, and it's just, it's lowered the vibration or the idea. When a person says love, it's just, it's not, it doesn't mean as much. You know, it just doesn't have the oomph that maybe it did in the beginning. And then one more thing I just noticed here, listening to something on Facebook, this woman, she's talking about how marketing works, how she's marketed, she's a marketing agent, and how words play a part in that. There was this cracker that was very, you know, popular in England and Canada, and they kind of, sales were kind of down, and so they thought, well, we should do something here, which they always do. They want to update their marketing practices. So they added diamond to the word, to the cracker. And they also, this is also part of it, they had a picture of the cracker on the package, and it was like a square, and they turned it a little bit diagonally so it looked like a diamond more. So sales went up. It was the same cracker, but it was the marketing, you know, the words, the diamond. I mean, people were like, oh, diamond, it must be valuable, it must be, you know, worth something. Must be delicious. So, yeah, these people who know social psychology, they really play on words, and they use them consciously to herd people and to market them and to control them. So words are very interesting. I think it's called entomology or something like that, the study of words and how they came to be, and how the reptilians really had a big part in this too, in establishing, you know, like another thing I saw on Facebook, pharmacy, harm, is harm in there? Pharmaceutical drugs harm people, you know, and other interesting things within the word.
Yeah,
right now, interesting.
Maybe, Val, you could tell about the word tap lining a little bit, because you mentioned these reptilians.
Well, tap lining is not, if you looked it up in the dictionary before pre-Dwayne, it really didn't have anything much going on with it. But now it's sort of a new word that relates to these attachments that people have had for ages, basically. But now there's a term for it. Just like when the doctors, they basically create some of these diseases by the drugs that they give people and other things going on in the environment. And then they create names for these diseases that they've actually created. Well, we could say there's been a disease or this attachment that people have to the worlds of creation all along, and it hasn't been really defined, this situation. And Dwayne has come along and used the word tap lines to define it, actually, to really describe what's going on with the person. And there's actually, on the astral level, there's actually like tap lines of energy, you could say, more like negative energy that the reptilians use to hold people down to certain attitudes, addictions, etc., all to keep them in the worlds of creation, to keep them one-dimensional, to keep them unaware and stupid. And it's like just like a rope, you could say, holding somebody down, you know, an anchor holding the ship to the pier. It's like you can't go anywhere until you loosen these things up. And if you heard one of the new friends from Queensland, she just posted something on Facebook about how she woke up and during her dream, she heard a big, I think it was a bang or clang or something. And then she actually felt like a 3-inch hole in her back where the guide said, remove the tap lines from her. And Dwayne mentioned that normally the guides provide this service. Once you're willing, once you're open and want to become more aware, they will remove these things, these attachments from you. But things are such these days that things are moving so fast that sometimes the real guides will go in there and remove them quicker than they normally would have because of the days and times we live in. I mean, things are moving so quickly and we want to get things done here. So this person had their tap lines removed very quickly. So she felt a 3-inch hole in the back, you know. I mean, it'll get healed up, but this is like on the astral level. So it's real. If you've seen Matrix and Neo, you know, in that scene where those hoses were removed, that's kind of like that. It's a good imagery to have about how these things work and how they're attached to the back of a person. And during the dream state, especially, the reptilians have access to you, your inner body, and bodies, and they can do this kind of devious kind of thing to work on you. But the new you will help protect you from this. You still there, Tim?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Val, for that information about tap lining that most of the people of Earth are unaware of. It did mention the word dream. And this is another important word, it seems, about trying to have a connection with our real self in these experiences. Sometimes we get to travel to the other realms and see what they're like and the beings that are there. And this gets into this stuff about, like, what mankind calls God, or the gods of man, of all these different religions that mankind has and thinks is truth. When it looks like, with light being showing that actually what mankind sees as their God is actually a reptilian, or maybe a couple of reptilians, one brother and another brother, that have convinced mankind or let mankind think that they're God. And that they like this stuff, like people praying to them and worshiping them and thinking that they're better than everybody else that exists. It's really interesting that we have this experience that we're going through right now on Earth, with it looks like very soon mankind's going to be aware of these aliens. It looks like it's this year, but we'll see. And that ought to have a big effect on how people think about life, like they've never thought about before, too. The experience of finding out new things that we don't know until we find out, become aware of. We're just like unconscious to so much. It seems like it's endless, this experience that we're going through or in. I'd like to mention the word sound and the word light. This seems to be very important words about a description of what life really is. It doesn't seem like it's a physical thing, like this sound light reality of life, of the what Duane calls the is. Val, would you have any description of the sound and light?
Well, again, they relate to the worlds of creation. Basically, creation is sound and light. So, I'm not certain how I heard this once from Duane, but he said that the isness is not sound and light. I mean, we heard that before in Akinkar. I've got to ask him this again. It's kind of interesting, but there's just an isness, again, in words like sound and light. I mean, they're just words that represent something. Sound represents a vibration. Light represents, knowledge or maybe awareness. So, but these ideas of sound and light, they don't exist in the real universes. I mean, the reality of it is what it is, and you really can't describe it with concepts like sound and light. So I would say it's more in the, you know, as it comes down, as it filters down to the lower creation worlds, yeah, sound becomes very, very clean, very pure, like the music of Wagner. You know, he was in the real universes where he could access it. So he brought that down into a form called music, vibrations and sound. And then there's light too. There's the pure light, you know, which is people, you know, in the personal self can't really handle so much. It'll blind you, it'll burn you up. And then as it comes down in the lower worlds into astral light, that's what people see a lot in their dreams. The astral light is it's filtered down, it's toned down. But all matter, you could say, is just a vibration or sound. And light again is like, oh, I'd say like awareness or like knowledge, you know, knowingness, things like that. If you break it down, sound and light, they're the elements of creation. So it's an interesting subject for sure. There's all, you know, Tesla and some of these geniuses, you know, they really could work with sound and light and use it to develop the technologies that made sense and were clean and could benefit mankind. So they were able to harness them in their pure form, or as we, the people, the controllers, you know, are just very, very, they misuse the energies and knowledge, and they get it in a form where it's actually not a benefit for humans anymore, and a control factor.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks again, Val, for discussing the sound and light, because it sounds like we're all free beings of real light. So these words are just like you're saying, trying to describe something so we can become aware of things that we're unaware of. It's like we're searching in the dark unless somebody gives us light, the guidance, the real guides, like Reba's Artars and Paul Twitchell and Phoebe Quans and Yabel Sakabi and Shamasi Tabriz and Gopal Das and Kata Daki and Lysi and Tawart Manaji and Rami Nuri, and there's many others that have already gone through the processes that we're experiencing too. It's like we're all children. So we, this experience is being offered to test the new you song in sessions and get a hold of the new books, and there's Skype group discussions, and there's these blog talk radio shows, and there's all kinds of beautiful picture stuff by Ava and Dwayne that's practically every day put on Facebook and Skype and about this new presentation and the wonderful worldwide educators and all the projects that are in the process of becoming physical in our lives here on Earth, to be able to get everybody's attention about what's taking place on Earth and trying to help our Mother Earth from being poisoned and polluted, and so that people can learn how to be self-sufficient and get back to being not so affected by the brutalitarians, the authoritarians that create these wars on Earth and poison gases from their fuel they sell to everybody, and how they're affecting our water and our air. It's just the opportunity. That's why we're trying to share for anybody that's listening to find out for themselves by testing them, the new use sessions to start with. So I don't know if there's anybody that's out there that wants to ask any questions, or if there's anything else that anybody would like to say today.
Well, about the real guides, their awareness is so far along that they can be here with us without being seen, you could say, but they're with us because everything is now, here and now. So they've learned how to be aware of this nowness, and then in a way the physical creation worlds aren't affected by these worlds, so they can move around, you know, without us seeing them. I mean, a lot of us do see them in our real side experiences and work with them, and even in the physical, people see them sometimes. But they can move around, and this is hard for the literal mind to get. But their awareness is such that that's how they can be with everybody at the same time, in a way, or be different places in the same time, because there is no different places. I mean, everything is here and now. So again, it's hard to articulate, but they're able to, they have such great awareness that their view encompasses everything. You know, they can overview things, and they can move around in creation with freedom and really good mobility, and do things here as well as be in the real universes. So it's, and then the other thing is that, yes, the window here of opportunity, it's like in Akankar we used to say the wave, and now it is the new wave, replaces the rod of power, but the new wave is, you catch it, you know, it's like going out in the ocean, and then wave comes along, and you try to catch it at the right time and ride it. So this is the time now to catch this wave, because there'll be other waves that you don't know when. You don't know, you know, if you'll be even aware of the waves coming through. So now is the time. Really, there's no other time but now. There's no guarantee that you'll see it in the future, another wave coming through. So get on this wave, ride it, you know, the best you can, because life just moves on. It's like the wave in the ocean just moves on, and if you miss it, you miss it. You have to wait for the next one. So that's where we are now with what we're presenting.
Yeah, thanks again, Val. For everybody that wants to find out why we came here, and I think I'd like to read something that Duane wrote in one of his books, and it was about this thing that was called the Rod of Power that Paul Twitchell presented. Anyway, Paul and Rebazar told me, that means Duane, about the Rod of Power and the first being to have it. as he created the world dream. It's just amazing that all we can do until we're like the real guides is imagine what it must be like, because we don't know until we become aware of what it's like to be like them with the freedom that they have and the purity and the sincerity and the humility and the honor and all these wonderful I don't know whether you call them traits or just actually what we really are, gratitude, to be thankful to be, and especially for the opportunity to not have to come back to hell anymore or hell-like conditions many times, because you never know. One day we're fine, we're sitting around and everything's what we call normal, and the next day you're in an automobile accident or something takes place, any accident could take place, and all of a sudden your whole world has changed, or you could end your physical life at any time. It's like it's not really in our hands whether the sun blows up or whether the earth flips over mountains on us, or anything can happen. And you see it a lot going on at times, how powerful experiences people have to go through. So dramatic. And it's just a person, if it's to the point where he doesn't want to keep on doing the same thing and over and over, and but they have the right to. It sounds like you can just keep on thinking that this is all there is to life, what you know, and there's nothing more that you don't know about life, then I guess it isn't time for you to test and see if there is something more. If people think they know it all, well, they can think that. So the idea of the dream arena is to first study it on every level, then take an active part. Duane wrote that in one of his books too. So I guess that this is all one step at a time stuff. So if a person's interested, to check out the new presentation, the wonderful worldwideeducators.com, or probably see things on Facebook if you look it up, or Skype. Anyway, unless there's something else you'd like to mention today, Val, I guess we could end our radio show, unless anybody else wants to say something.
Just us, Tim. So no, I'm good. Thanks for having us here.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for making it happen, hooking up this technology so we can present some information today to somebody out there that the real guides might be showing this to or letting them hear. So I guess we could end the show with singing New You, You, You. Do you want to go ahead and go first?
Sure. New You, You, You.
New You, You, You. Thanks again, Val. We'll see ya.
Okay, thanks, Tim. See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bye.